Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
B. Scott in for Landry Locker. We got John Lopez. We got Figgy Fig holding it down. And it turns out, Figgy, that we are a week away. Yesterday, we opened the show trying to figure out, man, are we going to get this schedule released or not? I thought that we was going to get it by tomorrow. At least, you know, earlier in the week, I thought we'd have it by Thursday. It turns out we finally get a date. We'll find out when the Texans play who and how we're going to consume it, if it's going to be on national TV and all of that. We'll find that out a week from today on May 15th. This is the schedule question that I want to ask. And I'm going to throw this to everybody. I'm going to throw it to Lopez. I'm going to throw it to you, Figgy. I'm going to throw it to the audience. 713-572-4610 is the number to get in. Appreciate you for listening. You're a loophole if you do so. What's the game that worries you most? What is the matchup on the Texans schedule that worries you the most, that could come the closest to keeping you up at night? Is there a game like that? We've talked a lot about who we want to see them open the season against. We talked a lot about their primetime games.
Yeah.
But I want to ask, now that we know that the schedule release is a week away, we've known the opponents, but is there an opponent that keeps you up at night, that worries you the most? Who is that?
So I might be looking at this a little bit differently than you and Figgy. Because it's that old line that a lot of people use. I hate losing more than I like winning.
Okay. Yeah, some people are like that.
Titans.
Huh.
I know you want to say...
This is interesting.
Let's sit with this. That's actually mine, too.
You want to say Kansas City. You want to say maybe, I don't know, like I'm looking at the schedule right now, maybe Buffalo, maybe Baltimore. Because you want to say, like, who's between us and the goal, if you're the Texans. And those are the ones that are between you and the goal. But the team you don't want to lose to, for me, Figgy, is the Titans, because of what the rivalry has become.
Yeah, not only that, though, but let's be real. The Titans had a pretty okay offseason. Yeah. Like, it was a little bit confusing because I thought they were going to be in possibly tank mode or something like that, but they've been spending a lot of money. So
yeah.
I don't know what they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to be really bad. I don't know if they're going to surprise people and be good. I don't know what Will Levis going to be, so that one is a little more scarier to me.
I got to admit, man,
I
was not expecting this.
I know.
I've got to sit with this, man. I was not expecting this.
Like, what team would hurt me the most to lose? It wouldn't be Kansas City. I mean, you want to beat them. It wouldn't be Baltimore. You want to beat them.
That's one game. Well, so possibly play.
Okay, so this is, so you are looking at it a little bit differently, because I'm thinking, what's the team, maybe, and I didn't want to use the word fear.
Yeah.
Because I think the Texans are in a position right now where they shouldn't really fear anybody.
Yeah.
I don't look at anybody on the schedule and really fear them. I would agree, if you're looking at it from a standpoint of who would I hate to lose to the most.
Yeah, who would you hate losing the most?
Then I would absolutely agree with you on the Titans. Like, that's the team that I don't want to lose to. I think it'd be a little annoying to lose to the Cowboys. I personally,
that might be number two.
I personally don't like losing to the Colts because of a very specific Texans history. Like, it's almost like there are different tiers or different categories
for why I hate the opponent. And I know it's the morning shows that does the reasons why I hate you or whatever, but the reasons why I hate the Titans got more to do with their ownership.
But that's rivalry.
Very specifically. Yeah, no, they're all rivalries. I'm going to list them down. Yeah. They're all rivalries. The ownership and with the Titans.
Yeah.
And just that whole history and background that we all know about and discuss. With the Colts, it's more of the historic being under them, them sort of being the historical dominant team. And then now, fast forward to now, them being, to me, the most viable opponent within the division. Like, to me, they're the biggest threat in the division.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest sort of bugaboo in the division that has kind of kept you from reigning supreme. And then, of course, the Cowboys. I don't know if that one needs much explanation. It's more so to do with, honestly, for me, less about the Cowboys themselves and more about my family that are Cowboys, Cowboys fans, and family and friends, right? Like, I actually don't hate the Cowboys themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the way that the people who love them talk.
Cowboys fans.
That's the way I feel about it.
And the other aspect of this is, like, and maybe this is just too cocky. Maybe we're getting too cocky, too full of ourselves here. I think the Texans could beat just about anybody on their schedule. They could beat anybody on their schedule. And I think they can be that good this year. They could also lose to the Chiefs. They could lose to the Cowboys. They could lose to the Buffalo. They could lose to Baltimore. But I think they're good enough that they can beat anybody. So nobody really scares me like, oh my gosh, you know, if they lose this game, they could be out of the playoffs. No, they could lose to the Chiefs if that's the opener. And then they lose week two. And I still feel pretty good about this team against anybody they face, presuming they're healthy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think it's safe to say that they're going to lose more than one game. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
they're going to lose more than one game this year. But I've got one in particular that keeps me up at night. One opponent, one game that I'm thinking about. And I'm looking forward to this game. And I also think, you know, we can make this a side note. I also think that it should be a nationally televised game, that it should be a prime time game, 100%.
Okay.
I hope that it is. But as far as just like opponents against the Texans, keeping me up at night, one that I would say I may be a little bit fearful of. See what y'all think about this. It's the Green Bay Packers, man. That's a road game. And to me, I would say that the Packers are like the NFC version of the Texans, the up and coming. I don't think they did nearly as much as
100%.
The Texans did in the offseason per se. But having the rookie, or not the rookie, but the young quarterback who just showed the world the previous year that he is in fact here and here to stay. Now, I think CJ, by and large, had a better year, but Jordan Love was not far behind him. Yeah. And by the time we got to the end of it,
he was balling.
That looked like the real deal.
Yeah.
And I feel like they are the NFC counterpart to what the Texans got going right now.
I totally agree. I'm wondering why that might keep you up at night.
Well, because that game is on the road. Just in terms of an opponent where I'm looking like, man.
Yeah, that could get ugly.
What's a game? Yeah. Like, there are some obvious ones like we talk about with the Chiefs, the Ravens, some of the teams that are obviously ahead of them.
Yeah.
But when I'm just looking at the schedule and just trying to throw a dart on a team that would keep me up at night, it would be the Packers at Atlanta. And I do believe that's a road opponent.
Yeah,
I think I had that right. That's the Packers. Yeah. So you talk about the schedule coming out next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be looking for that.
Yeah.
When are you going to Lambeau Field? When are you going to Lambeau Field? Are you going there late in the year? Are you going there earlier in the year? Are you going there on a short week? Is it a primetime game?
Yeah.
I got all the questions about that game because that is one that keeps me up at night. And I think a worthwhile opponent, very much the Spider-Man meme when I look at the Packers. That's how I feel about it.
Well, that kind of ties in with some questions I have for you. Like, would you rather have this or that? Like, we do that occasionally. Would you rather have Detroit late or Green Bay late? Now, keep in mind, you're going to have a cold weather game. That's one of the biggest misconceptions about the Texan schedule. Like, we don't want Green Bay late because it could be cold. Hell, you got the Jets on the road. That could be cold late.
Yeah,
you got the Patriots on the road. That could be cold late.
But I'm good with the but you're answering your own point there.
Yeah.
I'd rather the freaking Patriots late with Drake May and this whatever outfit they're going to try out there than a team that I actually think is good. I'd rather not Baltimore, but I'd rather.
Well, Baltimore's at home, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd rather even the Bears late.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I would rather a lesser team that plays in the cold late than a team that I think is going to be somewhat close to what the Texans are, potentially.
I got some other would-you-rathers for you guys. Would you rather face the Cowboys on Thanksgiving or the season opener?
Thanksgiving. Because especially for me, native Houstonian and Texan, a lot of Cowboys fans in my family. That would be, I mean, it's already going to be a family day, family moment. A
lot of trash talk.
All of the trash talk. I mean, and I've watched a plenty Cowboys games with them on Thanksgiving already.
Yeah.
Now I'm bringing something to the table with my new gear and all of that. Yeah. Like, 100% Thanksgiving.
I think the season opener would be special, man. I'm guessing this is the first time they would play in the season opener like that. Outside of the very first year.
Yeah.
And I think this... Because I don't know how it's going to be in Thanksgiving. I think the Cowboys could be a rough team. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where it might not even matter as far as, like, the records and stuff like that. But that very first game, both teams 0-0, I think that will be electric.
Yeah.
I think that will be fire, man.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be, and this is not copping out of the question. I answered it, but I don't think there's going to be a bad time for them to play.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And that the NFL should capitalize on it, and they'll be fools if they don't make that a primetime game.
Would you rather have the Ravens early or the Chiefs early?
Chiefs.
I'd rather have the Chiefs.
Yeah, early. Well, because, I mean, this is an easy one, actually, because the Chiefs are the Super Bowl champs, and I'd rather have them on the opening night.
And they tend to be like the Astros used to be. They kind of turn it on late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost to Detroit. I think that you're on the exact trajectory.
Yes, they struggled a lot last year.
Yeah.
They struggled now. They added a pretty good weapon out of the draft.
Well, they might be losing a weapon, too. We'll get to that. That part.
Fair enough.
Might be losing him, like, up the river. We'll see about that.
Points made.
Would you rather have the season opener? I'm not saying it's going to be against the Chiefs. I'm saying, would you rather have the season opening Thursday night game or a London game, which I think is going to happen? That's just my gut feeling.
Season open Thursday night game. I'm not into the whole London thing. I'm just not.
That'd be pretty cool.
And I probably should be, but I ain't. So I wouldn't begrudge anybody for caring or preferring that, but I want that opening game.
What was the opening game?
What's just that? The season opening game on Thursday night. Like, not okay. necessarily against Chiefs, just the season opening game.
To be in that position.
Yeah, or okay. or a London game, or the London game.
I would say the season opening game, too.
What is this, Lopez? The London game, people don't even, only probably like you, the fisherman, and me, the dude with three kids, wake up early enough to even catch that
game.
Yeah,
well, okay.
People don't be up for that.
Okay.
Come on now.
Unless I'm going.
Exactly. Well, you never know.
Now, that's different. You throw that into the mix. Yeah. Now we're talking about something different.
If I'm not going, nah.
If we're going, we're all going to London. I mean, we're all picking London, right?
What?
If we're going to have a chance
Are
to go,
kidding?
We're all going to London.
What? I don't know. I don't know when else I'd be going. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. Did you catch in the morning show? Pendergast has actually said, tried to put it on us. What sponsor's going to take us to London if we get a London game?
Yeah.
And Sean, the very business-minded and business-conscious individual that he is, he's like, I'm not pressuring no sponsor to take us to London. I wish he did, because I feel like he could probably.
It would suck for them because they got to do the pregame show.
Oh,
they're
going
to have to wake up extra 3 hours early.
That'll be at 4 a.m.?
Yep.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
4 a.m.? Mm-hmm. Last one. Would you rather – I think you already answered this. Would you rather the December game be Green Bay, New England, Jets, or Kansas City? Those are the outdoor stadiums that they would be on the road against.
Give them to me again. New England, Green Bay, Jets, and Kansas City.
Yeah.
I would say Green Bay.
Yeah, obviously.
That's an NFC team, win or lose. I feel like that
might not hurt you as much.
Yeah, it might not hurt you.
Yeah, I would answer it two different ways. For cachet and intrigue and entertainment, I would say Green Bay for sure. Mm-hmm. I just told you that's the team that keeps me up at night, the game on the schedule that keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
But, and that's a figurative term for the text line that was asking about that, by the way. But I would say just in terms of, hey, what do I rather in the best interest of the Texans? Give me that. I don't have any reason to believe that the Patriots are going to be worth anything. So, I mean, I like Drake May as a prospect, but I don't have a reason to believe that they're going to be good.
I'm going to make it unanimous. Me too, Green Bay.
I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, so coming up next, who is the next C.J. Stroud? We ask that question. We answer it coming up on Around the NFL. That's next, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.